Hello.
I saved my consumables till the end of the game, but stuff still happened.
So what's up?
We're gonna do things a little differently today. I could not pick which of these stories was the most ridiculous. So I'm gonna go through them all real quick, and you tell me which one wins the first ever Devi Award. The Devi Awards, you should absolutely know this already, are a prestigious award that is given by me to the wildest stories ever. And they didn't just get made up 4 minutes ago. Anyone who says that is a liar. First story, MoviePass was a scam. We knew that, but we double know it now. MoviePass was an attempt at a subscription service for movie theaters. You pay a monthly fee and you can go see as many movies as you want. That would scale. It didn't scale, and it failed really badly. But it has since come out that it was also just a straight up investment scam. They lied about their numbers to try to convince people to invest in the company. They were like, look, we just put out this new $9.95 a month subscription and everyone's buying it. We're making lots of money. You should invest.
Except that was a lie. That wasn't true.
So the SEC sued them and the former CEO was like, yeah. Guilty. Story two, a sheriff murdered a judge. Rural Kentucky Judge Tevin Mullins was shot multiple times in his courthouse by the sheriff. We're not super clear on specifics just yet. This is a tiny town of under 2,000 people. Sheriff Sean M. Steins is currently in custody, being charged with murder one. We'll see what happens there. The deceased judge was known in the community for his involvement in drug rehabilitation programs. That's actually pretty rad. Story three, Diddy the Diddler. This is everywhere, but Diddy, AKA Sean Combs, is in custody after a bunch of allegations came out about not okay things that he did.
I'd make a great attorney. Your Honor, he shouldn't have done that.
Apparently Diddy held what he called freak-offs, which were like days-long sex parties featuring sex workers that were brought across state lines, maybe underage ones as well. 1,000 bottles of baby oil was up in the mix. They found 1,000 bottles of baby oil in his house. That's just too much baby oil. He reportedly secretly recorded this. He drugged people to keep them obedient. And yeah, just rich dude using his resources to fulfill his sexual fantasies for himself and his entourage at the expense of human beings. He's now on suicide watch, which is procedural, but also, I mean. Story four, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, has recently been outed for referring to himself as a black Nazi on a porn forum. Around the early 2010s, he was on a forum for a porn site, and he said a lot of really unacceptable shit, like, I'm a black Nazi, and we should bring back slavery. He also admits to peeping at underage girls and talks a lot about his love for transgender pornography, which is only notable because of his very violent stances against trans people. Trump has previously referred to this man as, quote, Martin Luther King on steroids. This man is running for governor and has so far refused to drop out of the race. Story five, a New York Magazine reporter had a relationship with RFK Jr. after covering him on the campaign trail. She has been put on leave due to questions about her ability to remain objective about the candidate. Reporter Olivia Nuzzi, here's her quote. Quote, earlier this year, the nature of some communication between myself and a former reporting subject turned personal. During that time, I did not directly report on the subject nor use them as a source. The relationship was never physical, but should have been disclosed to prevent the appearance of a conflict. I deeply regret not doing so immediately and apologize to those I've disappointed, especially my colleagues at New York. Now, I don't care who does what with who in consenting adult relationships, but she is in another relationship and also is a reporter covering this person who she reportedly had some form of relationship with. I'm also very confused as to what was being said that was so personal but not physical that it resulted in this. And also, does she like dead whale? Story six, the Teamsters Union decided to just not endorse anyone for president. Now, before you're like, good, they need to stay in their lane. They've endorsed a candidate for president every time for like decades now. They have previously endorsed Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Al Gore. Notice a trend. But on Wednesday, they put out a statement saying, we're just gonna skip this one, we think. They did a poll of their union members and 60% wanted to endorse Donald Trump compared to 34% for Harris. And I have to imagine the leadership of the union looked at each other after seeing those results and they're like, no, we can't do that. Like, it's Donald Trump. He's specifically famous for being a shrewd businessman who screws over workers and doesn't pay his debts. So it's kind of mind-blowing that many unionized workers were in support of him. But yeah, They looked at that and they were like, we can't. Let's just not. Let's end with a bonus that's not in the wild category, but still, why? PayPal has a new logo. It certainly says PayPal. Now for you podcast folk, I wish I had a way to manifest imagery for you via audio, but I can't. So imagine, if you will, just the word PayPal in the most boring font you can imagine in black. That's the logo. It just says PayPal. It's just someone just typed PayPal into fucking Microsoft Word. And they were like, this is our logo. That is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Head to skh.news for sources and more. My name is Endeavorance. I will see you again soon. Take care and be well.